And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Also, please don't forget that this show can be downloaded once it's aired from our own website. The National Art Gallery's website is www.nagb.org.bs. And I'll say that one more time, www.nagb.org.bs. And if you go there, you go to the education menu, you scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can actually look through all the old shows. You can look at everyone's picture. There's a little blurb. And you can listen to the MP3. So if you've missed the beginning of the show, or you're on your way somewhere in the car, and you're getting out, and you're like, oh, I want to hear the end of that show, it's so awesome, you can. So do that. And while you're on the NAGB website, you might also want to check out our calendar. We have a lot of stuff going on at the NAGB all the time, and very often people are like, oh, I didn't get an invitation, or I didn't know. So just, you know, we're trying to communicate, but you can always go to the website, and everything, pretty much everything we do is free, except for workshops that maybe have a very small material cost. We do have a workshop coming up. It's an art of noon. It's for kids, and that's taking place on December 2nd, and that is $15, including lunch, from 10 to 2. So go to the website, check that out. We also have some other things going on, and you can see all of that on the calendar. We are now going to go back to our regular programming. We have two wonderful women in the studio tonight who have both come home, you know, with, quite frankly, tons of opportunity to not come home, and want to commit themselves to growing the art scene here. We heard from Lauren Holowesko before the break. She's the director of the Island House, and we heard a little bit about, you know, what the Island House is doing for arts and culture, and it's far more than visual culture. They're also in music, as you spoke. We didn't even talk about music, but music, film, visual art, you know, fine art, and they have a young artist up and coming. Is it your first solo show at home?
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. First solo show in the Bahamas. It's going to be opening at the Island House. And that is Natasha Vasquez. So Natasha, welcome back to The Blank Canvas.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I know you've been on before.
I have.
But for the listeners who do not listen every single week, as they really should, quite frankly, but, you know, just in case, let's tell the listeners a little bit about you. So you've just graduated from, I can't even remember, so why don't you just tell everyone where you went to school and what you did, and coming back home.
So for the past 3 years, I've been doing my MFA in painting from the Savannah College of Art and Design, and I moved home to do two internships, required internships for the degree, one at the NAGB, which is where we met, and
that
was amazing, and then the second one at The Current with John Cox, which then turned into a full-time job. And so currently I am working as the programming manager there, and curatorial as well, so kind of in charge of and responsible for exhibitions and residencies there, and similar to what Lauren is doing at the Island House, we're sort of also creating this platform for to showcase Bahamian art and to kind of provide experiences for guests in the Bahamas to sort of understand the culture on a deeper level than just lounging by the pool, which is also important.
Yes, listen, lounging by the pool, I recommend it highly, but at the same time, get a little culture
while
you're here.
Yeah. So we have a few things.
I always love the rainy days because that's when the NHGB is really busy, right? Exactly. All the tourists come and I was like, yay, rainy day.
Yeah. So right now we are in the middle of curating a permanent exhibition at Bahamar called Fairwind with John Cox and a few other people on the team where we're kind of doing a survey of Bahamian art, which is like an arc of over 150 years of Bahamian art starting in the 1800s all the way up to contemporary art today. And so that's going to be a huge part of our programming.
And where is that going to be?
It's going to be in the convention center.
Okay.
And we are anticipating over 300 works of art, both historical pieces that are borrowed, loaned by different collectors in the Bahamas, and also works that are commissioned, installation-based works by contemporary artists today. And so that's going to provide a huge insight into kind of the culture and the insight, not the insight, the soul of the Bahamas.
And how does that, we're getting off topic from your own practice, but we have a long show, so we'll get back to that. But I'm curious about Bahamar. How does that, because it's different brands, how do they, is that why it's all at the convention center? So you can kind of tell a single story, because there's art throughout all the hotels. So how do you direct people to have those discovery moments, especially when they're staying at like different places?
Yeah, I think right now we're working predominantly with the Hyatt, who have been a huge supporter. I mean, if you walk through there, you see art.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, huge amounts of original Bahamian pieces, which it's very easy to put decorative, you know, reproduction art in hotels, but they have really made a conscious effort to invest in Bahamian art and put these beautiful mm-hmm. original paintings by Max Taylor and John Cox and Tessa Whitehead.
And younger, I mean, April Bay. Again, like people that you know might otherwise not have
yep.
like had a large footprint here.
Exactly, Navarro Newton. Given,
yeah.
yeah, there are a plethora of artists. And so the convention center is sort of like a neutral space mm-hmm. That can be accessed by both guests that mm-hmm. are staying in the SLS, in the Rosewood, and the Hyatt, and also Bahamians. Mm-hmm. So locals, we want it to also appeal to locals, to school groups, mm-hmm. Children. And so we decided to use that space really as that kind of neutral platform mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. that.
Well, that's great. So you're going to be inviting schools to come in and do educational programming for the local schools.
Yeah.
We just
hired an education coordinator,
Stefan Grant,
who's
whoop,
amazing.
Whoop, from Grand Bahama.
Yeah, who yes. works with me closely. And he is kind of in charge of organizing groups, mm-hmm. especially with the children, which is very important. Mm-hmm.
But I think also what Bahamar is doing is allowing sort of collaboration and kind of experimentation, because you also have a very vibrant studio space.
Yes.
I know that you've invited artists to come in. How long are the residencies for the artists?
The residencies are between 1 and 3 months. And okay. we have three different residencies. So we have a retail residency, which is more focused on people coming in to create merchandise for our store,
right.
which will be called Glow. Mm-hmm. And that store is in the studio itself.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the philosophy on that store is like a studio to shelf,
mm-hmm.
where everything is created in the studio and then sold in the
mm-hmm.
store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one component. And then we have the exhibition residency, which are for artists coming in to create a body of work to then put on an exhibition mm-hmm. at the end, which mm-hmm. is a commercial exhibition
mm-hmm.
where everything is for sale. And then the last residency is a commissioned residency
mm-hmm.
Where an artist comes in and it's more of an invited thing. Mm-hmm. So we invite the artist. We say, hey, we have this wall in the convention center or in the SLS that
we want you to come do XYZ.
Yeah. And so yeah. right now we have Susan Lightborn, Sue Katz in there.
Great.
And she's working
yeah.
on something spectacular. So, yeah, it's a really exciting program.
And I have to also give Bahama a shout out, because also in the case of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, you have the residency for us when we need a giant
yes.
studio to restore a painting and we don't have space at our institution. We are next year, and I'm sure I'm going to be talking a lot about this on the radio, we're going to be entering a large capital campaign to actually build a space where we can work on, works in our collection need to be constantly taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that's what curating is. As much as curating is selecting works for shows, it's also caring for the work that you
right.
have in your collection. And, you know, given our climate, you know, everything's got to come out, just like you've got to go to the beauty parlor. Like, you know, you can't just not do anything and expect to stay looking young and fantastic. You know, you got to get a facial, you got to do your hair, you got to exercise a little bit. And it's the same for the works of art. We can't just leave yeah. them sitting on a shelf
right.
Because they're going to fall apart. So we have to take them out. We have to clean them. We have to reframe them. We have to check the varnish is okay. We have to, if there's any loss, we have to replace that, et cetera, et cetera. And Bahamar very kindly is giving us a studio space between January to the end. I'm sure we'll have people to come talk about that on the show, because we just were able to remove these extraordinary murals that thankfully were painted on canvas, but they were room-sized murals. So it was an entire room covered with a giant painting, basically. And we were able to very carefully peel that canvas off the wall before the very beautiful old house is being demolished to make a condo, which I'm not going to comment on. But anyhow, we got the artworks off the wall, but they need some care, and we need a big space to mm-hmm. take care, to actually care for them. And so actually, Bahamar is giving us a studio space where we can do that work, which yeah. is just awesome. So thank you for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we're excited.
But anyhow, over to you.
Yeah.
So you've been collaborating in the space as well, because you have also crits. So you invite local artists in. So it's not just dealing with the artists that are in the studio space. You're also kind of opening the studio to kind of local artists or art practitioners, people like me, like curators and critics,
right.
to come in and mm-hmm. do kind of, you know, discussions and talks and talk about the work that's being made. And you've just finished a collaborative series with a couple of people there, right?
Yeah. So our team, it was. The painting is meant to be something for the holidays, so something on the casino floor that's meant to sort of celebrate the holidays coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so our team collaborated with John Cox, who's also a part of our team, to create this massive painting that's mm-hmm. comprised of four huge canvases. And we worked on it together, and it kind of started out as a hot mess, as most paintings do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling everybody, I was like, don't be sad. Everyone was kind of sad because it looked like this crazy hot mess. And I said, that's how the best paintings start, is
mm-hmm.
when they are not mm-hmm. amazing in the beginning. And that way you're not like hanging on to it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you like it too much in the beginning, you kind of hang on to that and you
mm-hmm.
don't want to continue with it. So anyway, we did that. And then John Cox and I kind of finished it off by sort of bringing it back down and sort of adding black and white to create a skeleton for this work. Mm-hmm. And so we finished it, and now it's on the casino floor, and it's beautiful, and it's for sale.
and so, in case anyone's interested.
Yes. Yeah. And that was a really awesome experience.
You'd have to have a really big house.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. But so how was it? Because talk a little bit about your own work now, because we're going to, in the next segment, get to your show at the Island House, which is, you know, the goal, the end goal. Because your work is very abstract, and John's can be sometimes too. How do you, you know, how did you bring your own, how do you marry your styles? How does that work?
Yeah, I think it's just about being open and willing. Like you, when we went into this project, we knew that it was going to be a collaboration. And so at that moment, you already understand that this is not your thing, right? This is something that's shared. And so we kind of just listened to one another. This piece was very much about like understanding the painting language and sort of responding to things that were already kind of there. And so oftentimes, you know, we would see a drip that we really wanted to kind of emphasize, and we would kind of work off that. So we really allowed the painting to inform
because
the way it progressed.
Because yours is abstract, but more organic somehow.
Yeah.
Like the forms are, they're more organic. Whereas John's is especially after the whole series he just did, you know, thinking about his dad's practice, they're very kind of architectural.
Yeah.
Right? And he uses shapes that are very, like, they make you think of, you know, math.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was really nice.
Triangle. Whereas yours has got, you know, you've got these, you know, again, at sort of more organic forms that are less perfect.
Yeah, and it was really nice to kind of like force yourself out of your comfort zone and really be like, okay, I'm working alongside this artist who's more drawn to this kind of thing, and kind of try and like collaborate in that way. And John and I often get in debates because he is really all about narrative in painting, which is valuable and important 100%. And I am more focused on formalism and like the aesthetics and the language of painting itself. And so oftentimes we butt heads, in like a beautiful way, and talk about that and learn from one another. So that was a really, really great experience.
But I think that's also a great process, because, again, I think that's a problem a lot of people have with, you know, quote unquote art with a capital A, is that it's always expected to be, or people come to it expecting it to be one thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it has all these myriad qualities to it. And, you know, art can be so many different things. And it doesn't, you know, maybe sometimes it's beautiful. Maybe sometimes it's upsetting. Maybe sometimes it's inspirational. And if you come to it only wanting one thing from it, you want it to be decorative.
Yeah.
Or you want it to be, you know, or you want it, whatever it might be. Or, you know, is again, and that's fun. But I think it's okay. I think they all should exist.
Right.
And that, you know, we kind of have to learn how to appreciate the value in the things that even you don't necessarily like. So I think that's kind of the challenge, especially at an institution, is how do you judge things being good if it's something you don't like?
Right.
Because, again, it can't all be about one person's taste.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be, and I think that's the biggest challenge as an art professional.
Yeah.
So I think as an artist, that's really interesting that, you know, you've also been challenged to think outside, like, what you think is important.
Right, and also being authentic, right? I feel like people know when an artist is not being true to their practice, you know? Like, when you're trying to contrive something and like it's sort of awkward and you're not so engaged with it, I think the viewer can tell. And so that's kind of something else that you have to teeter with, is like how do you really take your authentic practice and put it into play.
Well, and I guess we're going to see that in your upcoming first time solo show in the Bahamas, which is going to be at the Island House. And that is what we are going to talk about after the break, and get everyone to come out and support that. And that's, I'm just frantically scrolling through my calendar to find out when that is. Friday the 1st of December.
That's right.
So in just a couple of days. So we want everyone to hop in their cars and drive out west and go to that opening, and we will talk about it after the break. We're talking with Natasha Vasquez, who is a local artist and also art professional. She is a practitioner, and she'll have her exhibition at the Island House, but she is also the Creative Arts Programming Manager at the current Art Studio and Gallery at Bahamar. And we're also going to be hearing again from Lauren Holowesko, who's the director at the Island House, who is making all of these great exhibitions and residencies possible. And we'll hear from them again after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.